Students from Hale County High School are heading into a small shotgun-style house. This home sits on a dirt road off of Main Street in the town of Greensboro, about an hour south of Tuscaloosa.
You all live in Greensboro?
Yes, ma'am.
How many have been to the Safe House Museum before? Only two?
Three.
Oh, three. What happened to the house?
It's a museum now. But back in the late 1960s, it was a safe house for civil rights activists, including Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The relationship between King, the safe house, and its owner didn't get off on the right foot.
He was not impressive at all. Not from what I expected, you know.
Teresa Burroughs is 88 years old. Her home sits next door to the Safe House Museum. She owns both. Burroughs says Martin Luther King Jr. just wasn't the kind of man she thought one of her best friends would marry.
I just imagine her with maybe a football player, about six something, you know. But Martin was not like that.
The friend Burroughs thought would marry a football player was named Coretta Scott. The future Mrs. King was born in the town of Marion, about a half hour east of Greensboro. As young ladies, Burroughs and Scott would talk about boys and about the future. Burroughs says there was someone her friend said she wanted to grow up to be like.
Marian Anderson now sings Costa Diva.
She had a beautiful voice. Because she always told me, she said, I'm going to be another Marian Anderson, and I'm going to tour the world, you know, and sing. And she said, now you're going to read about me, because I'm going to be a star. You know, this is what she was talking to. And I said, that's all right. She gave up her dream and took on his.
Burroughs' impression of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. got better, though, once he did what many people say he did best.
The fact is that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor.
The spirit seemed to enter his body, and it comes out through his voice. And it's just something in it that moves you, moves a person. After we got to know each other better, he was all right.
I can remember just a few years ago, right here in this city, that hospital workers made wages so inadequately that it was a shame to say to anybody these people were being paid.
King gave this speech before union healthcare workers in New England in March of 1968. It wasn't the only talk he gave that month. 10 days later, he was in Utah, Alabama, urging supporters to elect black candidates to Congress. Burroughs says after his talk, King headed straight to Greensboro to stay in the safe house.
It was a terrible night. It was an awful night.
The reason was because the Ku Klux Klan heard King was in Alabama. An armed group of Klansmen spent the night looking for him in Greensboro.
They would drive slowly by, and you could see them inside the cars, and you could see the barrels of their guns. They had the lights on the inside of the cars, and they had the lights off on the outside. They knew that he was in here. So we kept him safe.
First, news from the nation and the world from NBC Radio.
Dr. King left the next morning. For Teresa Burroughs and King's supporters in Greensboro, the feeling of victory lasted just 2 weeks.
NBC Radio News on the Hour, brought to you by Digel. Now here is Lou Wood.
The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., father of the nonviolent movement in the American civil rights struggle, was killed by an assassin's bullet tonight in Memphis, Tennessee.
It seemed as if I was weak in the knees. My knees and everything was weak, and I just had to sit down. I just couldn't stand anymore.
Authorities said they had no other definite leads as to the identity of the assassin. The mayor of Memphis declared a state of emergency and reimposed a curfew on the city.
Teresa Burrow says that's why she made the Safe House into a museum. She wants people like these students on their high school field trip to remember what happened here 50 years ago, long after she's gone. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Greensboro.